Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 431. Mitzvah Taf Lamed Aleph, the mitzvah to love the ger, love the convert. The Torah tells us in Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us, again, his last pep talk. V'atah Yisrael, listen, what did Hashem ask from you? Kim liyiras Hashem alkecha lalechet bidrachav. Which we'll talk about some of those details in the coming days. And Hashem is one who is lo yisafanev lo yikach shochad. Osem mishpat yasom va'almana. Hashem always does the judgment of the orphans and the widows. Va'ohev ger. Lasis lo lechem esimla. And he loves the converts and he gives them bread and clothing. Va'ahavtem esager. Right after the Torah calls Hashem an ohev ger, we are commanded, va'ahavtem es ger, you shall love the ger, ki gerim ha'yisem be'eretz Mitzrayim. As it says many times in the Torah, because you were converts, you were gina converts, but you were strangers, you are people who were not native in Eretz Mitzrayim. So to a ger, a convert, to somebody who's not native to the surroundings where he is, and therefore you should have, rachmanis, you should have compassion on him. Both the Eben Ezra in the world of the Rishonim and the Malbim in the Achronim pick up on the connection between Pasuk Chaf Yurches and Pasuk Yutes, where the Torah calls Hashem Oev Ger, and the very next Pasuk, V'yahavtem es ager, says the Eben Ezra, the connection, the message of the mitzvah, even though the Chinuch does not mention this message, but the message is based on the Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all of these, has all of these midos, so too we must have all of these midos. Afa pishahu nisgav, hu osem mishpat yasom ba'almana, she'ein lohem ozer, kitam avi hayisomim, v'chein ager, v'yachar sha'ashem ohev ager, atem chayavim t'tei aveihu. That's the Eben Ezra. The Malbim as well has the Lashon. V'yahavtem. V'yalkein ani mitzav eschem le'ahov ager. Kadesh tidbeku b'midosai. We're going to get to this mitzvah. We didn't have it yet. The mitzvah of being like Hashem. V'yalach le'bedrachav. But this is part of it. This mitzvah is based on that, says the Malbim and the Eben Ezra. Ki kena hakti imachem v'yosem geirim b'eres Mitzrayim. You were geirim and I had rachmanis on you, so you have to have rachmanis on the geirim. Some achronim, the Shem and Atov, I think in Parshas Kedoshim and others point out that maybe the emphasis of this mitzvah is that sometimes there's human nature when somebody goes through a difficult time. Sometimes they say, you know, well, if I did it, you have to, you know, everybody should do it also. And sometimes we find those who were persecuted, once they become free, they become the worst persecutors ever because they know, they want to show that they did it and they want everybody to have to go through with it. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us not. V'yahavtem es ager. Remember the feeling that you are in Mitzrayim, the rachmanis that you had, that I had for you, and you have to have that. So, first idea of the mitzvah is just based on the Pshuto Shel Mikra, and that is being like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Well, let's see the Sefer HaChinuch, who has his own ideas about the mitzvah. Says the Chinuch, Shenitztavinu le'ahova gerim. We are commanded to love gerim. Sometimes ger in the Torah means ger toshav, which means a non-Jew who keeps a certain number of the mitzvahs, lives in Eretz Yisrael. Here does not mean that. Pashtus here, ger means what we call ger, a convert, klomar. Shenizhar shelo litzair osam b'shum davar. We have to be careful not to pain them in any way. Avonasa lahem tova. We have to do good for them. V'nigmol osam chesed kefi haroi v'hayecholas. And do perform chesed for them according to our abilities. V'hageirim. And he explains, what does geirim mean in this context? Heim kol mi shenischaber eleinu mishar ha'umos. Anybody who connected to us from other nations, sheniach dato, that left his own religion, v'nichnas bevedatenu, and came into our religion. Va'alehem ne'amar, and this is the pasuk that says, v'yahavtem es ager, ki yirem ha'yisem eres Mitzrayim. There is another pasuk in Parsha Kedoshim that also says to love the ger, right? It says it twice in the Torah, in Parsha Kedoshim, in Perek Yutes, pasuk Lamadal, it says, v'yahavtem mikem yelochem hager, hagar itchem, v'yahavtem lo kamocha, ki yirem ha'yisem eres Mitzrayim. So we'll have to talk about it, Rav Hashem, in a minute. Why is it that the Chinuch and other Rishonim count our pasuk for the mitzvah of avas hager? In Ekev, what about the pasuk in Kedoshim? That was earlier. V'yahavta lo kamocha. It sounds like the same pasuk. So why do they quote this last pasuk? We'll hopefully have a suggestion. So the Gemara continues. The Chinuch continues. V'af al pi sheyichaleluhu kamochein atzivui b'Yisrael. Even though there's a general tzivui to love all Jews, shenemar Allah v'yahavta recha kamocha, like we discussed back in Mitzvah Reish Mem Gimel, shaharei ger tzedek v'chal reachahu, a ger tzedek, a ger is a Jew. So isn't that, if I love a fellow Jew, included in that is a ger, hosif lanu Hashem, which is fascinating, by the way, that the source, one of the famous sources in Shas, v'v'azorecha kamocha, is when the ger comes to Hillel on Shabbos Laman Aleph. So The Chinuch is noting, Ger is included in the Atzel Recha Kamocha, but he continues, there's a separate mitzvah, Hosif Lanu Hashem Bo Mitzvah Yuchedes Lo Bavaso. There's a double mitzvah. When I love a Ger, I'm fulfilling two mitzvahs, Avas Ger and Avas Re'ehu. Ukemochein, similarly, Hadavar B'minia Milaram also so, where there's an Isser to take advantage of a Ger. What do you mean? There's an Isser to take advantage of any Jew. But there's a specific mitzvah, or aveira, by a ger. Shafal pisha haye bechlav lo sonu ishes achiv. There's an isra of ona'a to, when it comes to fellow Jews. Hosef lanu akasev. Bo miniam yuchedes lo. But there's a separate iser regarding the ger lo sone back in mitzvah sama gimel. And somebody's ma'ane a ger, it's two averis. So too, if somebody loves a ger, it's two mitzvahs. And the Rambam says this also in Hilchos Deos, in Perek Vav, Halacha Dalid. The Rambam says, Avas a ger sheba v'nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. And Ava, the love that we have to have for a ger that came, shtei mitzvahs asay. Two mitzvahs asay. Achas abnei shu bechlal reyim. V'achas abnei shu hu ger. V'yatora amra v'ahavtem as a ger. Tzivo avas a ger. Kimo. Let's keep this in mind. The Rambam says, whenever the Rambam has a comparison to Mishnah Torah, he's telling us an idea. The Rambam could have just told us what to do. Whenever he compares, well, we mentioned this yesterday, when we spoke about the parallel, the Rambam says, Kishem by Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenin. So here, look what he's, listen to what he says. Tziva al Avas Ager, Kimo, Shetziva al Avas Shmo, Shene'emar v'yahavtas Hashem Alokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asma Ohev Gerim, Shene'emar v'Ohev Ger. Then it quotes the previous passing. But the Rambam says, you have to love a Ger like you love Hashem. He doesn't say that like you love a Ger like you love your fellow Jew. You have to love a guy like love Hashem. What's the message of that? So hopefully we'll have to come back to that as well. But this is the idea of two mitzvahs. So why exactly do you need two mitzvahs? So one might say because he's easily taken advantage of, and you have to make sure that you remember. There's a beautiful thought of the mitzvahs HaMelech, which helps us answer, number one, why we learn from Akiv and not from Kedoshim. Number two, what's the added element of Avas HaGer? And three, what's the connection to Avas Hashem? Suggest the Mitzvah HaMelech for the Rambam. That, it's interesting that when our Pasuk says, Va'ahavtem es hager. The Pasuk in Kedoshim just says, V'yahavta lo kamocha. Without the word es. What does the word es tell us in this Pasuk? Suggest the Mitzvah HaMelech, Rabbi Cement, that when it comes to V'yahavta recha kamocha, how do Rov Rishonim explain that? V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, to your friend as yourself. It basically means in Maisim, as Hillel said, what you want done to you, right? You have to do to your friend. What you don't want done to yourself, you shouldn't do to your friend. Right? Madalecha sani. That's what the pashtus of Avas Yisrael is. Maisim, because that's what the Ramban says there. It's impossible to love your friend like yourself. Right, so what is it? It means in Maisim, do everything that you want done to yourself to him, the Chuluf. But, says the Mitzvah HaMelech, based on the words of the Malbim and others, maybe that's the added element of Avas HaGer. Avas HaGer is not just actions, it's about loving the person. Even more so than other Jews! Loving the, as if it's a chefsa. As if I have to love that item, that person, not just to act in a way that I love, that reflects love, but to actually love. Quoting the Malbim, Mitzvah Zatzal Reecha, HaMitzvah Hishe Yaseh L'Chaveir, Mashu Rotsa Yaseh Lo, Nisina Satova V'Chulu, Aval She'yehov Chaveiro Mamish Minale. That's the Malbim. But when it comes to this mitzvah, the Bezeu Chalak Mitzvah Avas Hager Mitzvah V'Yatzal Reecha Kamocha. That's the S Hager, the Ger himself. Gedder HaMitzvahi, She'yehav Hager Atzmo. And that's the comparison to Avas Hashem. What, we love Hashem, so we do things to Hashem just to reflect that? No, obviously. We have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Asher lachein ha-mitzvah hi ava atzmiz shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachein gam beger ha-mitzvah lehov as a ger atzmo. That's the Rambam's comparison. Both have an S. V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Right in here. V'yahavtem es hager. That's why we quote this pasuk, because this is the pasuk that has the S. And it doesn't say l'reacha. This is the pasuk that has the uniqueness of the Avas Hager, as compared to Avas Yisrael. Right? And that's what he says, answers all of the questions. And he says this is also the language of the Rambam in a tshuva. I was going to mention this later, but I'll mention it now because it connects. The Rambam in the Igeres, I think we mentioned this a couple of days ago, in the letter that he wrote to Rabbi Ovadia Hager, a Muslim convert to Judaism, who was being made fun of. the Rambam discusses giving him chizuk, and that's where he says that you were never an Oved Avodah Zarah, because Islam is not Avodah Zarah. They're getting angry at you, so they're Oved Avodah Zarah. We discussed this a couple of days ago. So at the end of that letter of Rabbi Avadia to Rabbi Avadia Ger, the Rambam says, talking about the beauty of what this Ger, did. This that they called you foolish. Tema gadalu. Obviously, it's a translation from the Arabic. Adam, think about what you did, says the Rambam. Adam shehiniach aviv umoldalto. Somebody who left his father and left his birthplace. Umalchus amo viyadama nituya. And they obviously, the non-Jews rule the world. Vehevin be'ein libo. And you understood what life's about. Ubav and nidvak ba'umazu. Shehi ayom mita'ev goy. Evan moshlim. We're the lowliest. We're downtrodden. And you still wanted to be with us? V'yada shedata data metva tzedek. V'hikr darcha Yisrael. V'yada shekala dasos genuvos midasan. And you realize that all religions are really stolen from the Jews. Zemosif v'zegoreya. This one a little more. This one a little less. Zemishanev v'zemachazev. Umachapa al Hashem dvar mashal lochein. Zehoreis yisodos zemadabra tepuchos. You recognize this. V'hikr akol v'yada v'rada v'achrei Hashem. Va'avar b'derecha kodesh, v'nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina, v'nisavik ba'afar ragli Moshe Rabbeinu, v'rabban shalachol ha'neviyim, v'chafes b'mitzvosav, u'nisoliba l'karval Hashem. It's the Rambam talking. La'or barachayim, v'lalos l'malos ha'malachim, v'lismoach simchas ha'tzadikim, mi shezu malaso ksil yicharei. Doesn't sound like a fool to me. So I don't know, says the Rambam, what these people are talking about. Chalila lecha, lo ksil karashem et shimcha, ela maskil. Playing on words. They shouldn't call you a kasil, but switch around the samach for the sin, and then switch around the letters. Maskil, maven, pikeach, v'holech nechochos, v'talmido shel Avram Avinu, shehiniach avodaso, avosav, umolata v'nata achrei Hashem. And mi sheberach es Avram Rabcha, hu yevarech otcha. And he continues and continues and says, and we love you for who you are. So this is the special mitzvah of Avas Ager. Yes, this when we do the mitzvah of Avas Ager, it's not just a double. This Avas Yisrael and Avas Ager suggest the mitzvah of Melech. It's beyond what regular Avas Yisrael is. We have to have a feeling, a hargasha of Avas Atzmis for the convert, a special mitzvah. There is just a horror. Also, Rav Rechem Fischer Perlau makes on their Sefer Mitzvahs Rav Sadigon does not count a separate mitzvah of Avas Ager, but he counts a separate mitzvah based on a different pasuk of treating the Ger exactly like you treat Yisrael. Like the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that we mentioned, that you have to treat him, the pasuk in Kedoshim. Pasuk in Kedoshim has the lashon of Ke'ezrach mikem yelachem hager hagaretchem. I mean, the emphasis of that pasuk is that treat him similarly. You can't, like when you do have a judgment, you can't put the Jew from birth first when you have anything. You can't treat a Jew from birth differently than a ger. Right? Even though there are some halachas a bit about being a judge, that there are differences, but other than that, one has to make sure that they are treated exactly fairly. Okay, let's continue. Bishar Shia Mitzvah. So what's the shorish of this mitzvah, says the Chinuch? So again, we had one shorish already, and that is being like Hashem. Hashem is an Ohev Ger, so too we must be Ohev Gerim. Bishar Shia Mitzvah. Ki Hashem bachar b'Yisrael liyotho la'am kadosh. V'ratza lazakosam. Hashem chose us to be a holy nation, and He wanted to give us merit. V'lachein, and therefore, hidricha v'tzivam al darki achanina v'chemla. He taught us, He commanded us about being compassionate. V'his iram lehis ater b'chol mida chamuda v'yekara lebzochein b'ini karoeyem. And we should be and personify midos that make other people look at us and say, wow, the Jewish people are great. V'kame hi derech ne'imus v'chemda lehis chaseid v'ligmal tova l'asher iniyach umaso. How great, what a tremendous mida it is for somebody who's all alone, who left his umo, left his mishpacha, who left his family. What better way to show that we love them is the greatest midah in the world. So he doesn't mention anything about being like Hashem. He's just saying inherently in the midah to take care of the downtrodden. That's what this mitzvah is about. And once we become baalei midos tovos, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tova will be chal upon us. Also, when we are tov, we will be able to get get Tov from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the opposite, we won't be able to get Tov. Actually, we're talking about Gerus. There is a big discussion in the Achronim. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Gershon is Geyer, Kakotin Shenola Dami. A Ger that converts is not related to his family members anymore. Maker Adin, on a Daraisa level, a brother and a sister that convert can marry each other after they convert, because they're not related to each other. Midrabanan, we say, we don't allow that, because Yom Rubanu Mikdusha Kala Chamur LaKdusha Kala. When brother and sister were non-Jews, there was an Issa Daraisa of Gili Arayis. Right, because they're related within the non-Jews. There's a Gili Arayis for non-Jews. The second they convert, it's mutter. There can't be anything that's usher for a goy and mutter for a Jew. So that's why at a Rabbanan level, we see they can't get married. But on a Daraisa level, they can. What's the source for that halacha? The Gemara quotes it. What's the source for that halacha? The Chassam Sofer Sarach Ian in Masechet Avodah Zara. What's the source for the halacha of Gershon is Gayer Kagot and Shinola Dami? So the Meshech Chachma says is a pasuk back in Parshas Voeschanon. The pasuk says in Perak Hei Pasuk Chav Zayin. Shuvu lachem la'ahaleichem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, after our Sinai, go back to your tents. Go back to your tents. What does that mean, go back to your tents? Ein ol ela ishto. So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, go back to all of your wives. Really? They were all allowed to go back to their wives? They just got the Torah. They just got all of Hilchos Arayos. There were many illicit relationships before Maamad Har Sinai. Right? What about Moshe Rabbeinu's parents? Right? That was an illicit relationship? Right? Yocheved was the aunt of Amram. An aunt can't marry a nephew. An uncle can marry a niece. But an aunt can't marry a nephew. So Shuvah L'chemla, everybody can go back to their wives. What do you mean? How can you go back to your wives? Must be Gershon is got gotten Shinola Dami. It must be they were no longer married. Did they have to get remarried? That's a good question. The Achronim talk about it. But either way, they were allowed to go back to their wives because they were all considered reborn. The Yatzalahem, the Mistama, Hayel Yotzi Mizraim Noshim Harbei, Shahayim Osan, Shein B'nei Noach Musharan Alehen, says the Meshech Chachma, they must have been a lot of Arayos, the Amram Yochiach, Shinasa Dodaso, the Chain Amru, right, it says in Mesechas, right, that in Rashi Mesechas Yuma says they cried about all the more arayos they got. Vecham rachmana, shuvu lachem aleichem, ein alo el ishto. Hello elu shenasu, tzrichem lifrosh mehen. Al karcha gershon esgayer kan shenola dami. That's the source for gershon esgayer. There was another source mentioned by the Balaturim, amongst the Rishonim. Balaturim says, it's a pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse. The pasuk says, in Kiseitse, regarding losa shok sachir, I'm sorry, pasuk yuzayin, losate mishpat ger yatom, do not turn the mishpat of a ger yatom. It doesn't say ger viyatom, it just says ger yatom. It says the Baal Torah as if there's a equal sign. Losate mishpat ger equals yatom, because a ger is always a yatom. Because Gershon is Gair Kakar and Shinola Dami. As if he converted when he went through the gerus process. Either way, those are two suggestions, one by the Meshech Chachma and one by the Balaturim. This mitzvah is always, all places, all time, b'zacharim and akevus, men and women. V'over aleha. If somebody violates, and here is an interesting lashon of the chinuch. This is not in the Rambam. If somebody violates, u'mitzar osam, o mitzir misrashel batzalasam, I pain a ger, or I don't save a ger, o batzalas mamonam, o shemeko b'chvodam. Next three words. Mitzad sheheim gerim, the Ein Lohem Ozer Me'uma, I do all these terrible things since they're Gerim. I pick on them because of this. If I pick on everybody equally, including a Ger, maybe you don't violate this, is according to the Chinuch. Is Dafka, I'm picking on this person and not helping this person because he is a Ger, that's when I violate this Hisser. Bitel Aseizeh. If I'm doing it because of his Gerus, if I'm stopped doing it, I'm not being nice to him, then maybe I'm just violating Yafla Recha Kamocha. But yet, it's like he need kavana for this aveira, says the chinuch. Bito aseze vaoncho gadol maod shaharei b'kama makomos hezira Torah lein. Right, there's many places the Torah warned. V'yishton alumod, and one should realize this mitzvah, says the chinuch, teaches me that anybody who is downtrodden, anybody who is all alone, anybody doesn't have anybody to help them, one has to go out of their way to make sure they do chesed to them. This precious mitzvah. You have to have compassion on strangers. Somebody who's out of their element. And not to make it harder for them. Just like the Torah says we have to help the ger, so too we have to help all of those who are in a strange land, in a strange place. Just to end, I saw the Yagdol Torah, one of the Bavli Musar, say, V'yahavtem es ager, maybe a pidrush, could also mean one has to love, have the gerus mentality. We can't be shakua in gashmias. We can't be shakua in olam hazeh. V'yahavtem, what should you love? Gerus. Think of yourself as a stranger. Think of yourself as a stranger in this world. Like the Chavos Chaim's famous story, I'm just passing through, right? I don't have any furniture, right? I'm just passing through. We all have to have that attitude of I'm just passing through, right? The Kli Yakar at the end of Parshas Vayigash, where he says, Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they had an achiza. That was the problem. They had an achiza there. During Bayisheni, who went up with Ezra? Nobody went up. Nobody went up with Ezra. They all said, it's comfortable here. We're in Babel. We're good. We're fine. They had an achiza there. No. We have to go, we have to have to miss a ger. You have to love the ger, you have to love the gerus, ki gerim hayisem, because you are in Mitzrayim, you had nothing. Hashem saved you, but it doesn't mean that's what you're supposed to focus on, having everything. Ki gerim hayisem, right, to realize the haftim is a ger, to realize, to have that attitude of gerus, and by Hashem, we shall be zocha to fulfill this mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, Yiras Hashem. Right, Avas Hashem we had back in Shema. Next time is Yerush Hashem and Tefillah, a couple of major mitzvahs coming up.